Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of ADHD But Make It Spiritual, your daily dose of inspiration and practical wisdom for navigating this wild ride called life. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you embrace your unique neurodiversity and unleash your inner awesomeness. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that hits close to home for so many of us: managing distractions in the workplace with ADHD. Ever feel like your brain is a pinball machine? Bounce it from one thought to another. You know that feeling when you're trying to focus on a task and suddenly you're lost in a daydream about, well, anything but work. Let's be real, distractions are everywhere. The pings of notifications, the endless stream of emails, even the water cooler gossip can pull us away from our goals. But guess what? You're not alone. Millions of people with ADHD face these challenges daily. The good news is, we don't have to let distractions rule our lives. With a little bit of intention and some spiritual savvy, we can learn to tame the chaos and create a workspace that supports our unique needs. So, buckle up, beautiful souls, because I'm sharing 5 key takeaways to help you conquer distractions and rock your workday. 1. Embrace your ADHD brain. First things first, let's ditch the shame and guilt. ADHD isn't a flaw, it's a different way of thinking and experiencing the world. It comes with its own unique strengths like hyperfocus, creativity, and out-of-the-box thinking. Accepting your brain for what it is the first step to working with it, not against it. Think of it like this. Your ADHD brain is a superpowered engine, but sometimes it needs a little guidance. 2. Create a sacred space. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and instantly feel calm and centered? That's the power of intention. Design your workspace to be a haven for focus. Think about the colors, scents, and textures that make you feel grounded and energized. Add some plants. Light a calming candle or listen to soothing music, whatever helps you create an atmosphere conducive to concentration. 3. Time blocking is your BFF. Ever felt overwhelmed by a to-do list that seems miles long? Time blocking is like giving your brain a roadmap. Break down your workday into chunks of time dedicated to specific tasks. You're not just scheduling appointments, you're creating pockets of focused energy. This helps prevent mental overload and keeps you on track. 4. Move your body, clear your mind. I know, sometimes the last thing you want to do when you have work to get done is move your body. But trust me on this one. Physical activity can help clear mental clutter and boost your focus. Take a quick walk outside, do some stretches at your desk, or even just dance it out for a few minutes. Your brain will thank you. 5. Embrace the power of breaks. You're not a robot, you're a human being who needs time to recharge. Instead of pushing through exhaustion, schedule regular breaks into your day. Use this time to step away from your screen, get some fresh air, or simply allow yourself to relax and reset. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer with ADHD. She's passionate about her work but constantly struggles with distractions. Her inbox is overflowing, notifications are popping up every few seconds, and even the hum of the office printer seems to distract her. Sound familiar? But then, Sarah decides to implement some of these strategies. She creates a calming workspace with natural light and plants. She uses time blocking to dedicate specific periods for focused work and email checks. She takes short walks throughout the day and embraces regular breaks. What happens? Sarah's productivity skyrockets. She feels more in control, less stressed, and able to fully engage with her creative process. Her once chaotic workday transforms into a space of focus, flow, and accomplishment. This isn't about being perfect. It's about making small changes that create big shifts in your experience. So, my beautiful souls, remember. You are capable, you are worthy, and you have the power to create a work life that supports your unique brilliance. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. Leave a review if it resonates with you. Your feedback helps me reach more people on their ADHD journey. And most importantly, keep shining your light bright and embrace the magic of your own neurodiversity. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.